John Walden here. Can you spare a few minutes? Micah chapter 2 and verse 1. Did you know there was a little book called Micah? Some people never read these little minor prophet books, they're called, and yet they're just full of lovely things. And some things not so lovely. Some things that ought to warn us. Here's one of them. Woe to them that devise iniquity. That's Micah 2 and 1. And work evil upon their beds. When the morning is light, they practice it because it is in the power of their hand. Then he goes on to tell what they do. They covet fields and take them by violence and so on. They plan to do evil while they're lying upon their beds at night. Isn't that an awful thing? God gives us the night time for sleep. God is so kind to us. And yet we use the time that ought to be for rest to plan the evil they're going to do the next day. David complained about this back in the 36th Psalm, too. He said, "He deviseth mischief upon his bed. He setteth himself in a way that is not good. He abhorreth not evil." Now, David didn't do this himself, because David said about his own attitude, "When I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watches." As we get older, we have more time to think after the lights are out and we've gone to our beds. Young people fall asleep almost immediately. Most of us, as we get older, have a little more time to think. What do you do with that thinking time? Whether it's on your bed or whether it's just when you're alone and when you can be quiet, what do you do? Do you plan evil? Now, the Bible tells us that God knows our thoughts. The whole thing is an open book to Him. You wouldn't tell Him what you were planning, and yet He knows every bit of it. He knows all that you're thinking. He knows the schemes, the plans that you have just now to do things that are wrong. You're planning to do something that you should not do. I suppose almost every non-Christian, every person who has never received Christ as Savior, is doing this almost constantly. Oh, you may not be planning to rob a bank or kill someone, but you're planning to do something that you ought not to do. Remember that God knows all about this. I think that the main warning, however, here in Micah 2 and 1, is given to those who are believers, those who profess to know the Lord. Woe to any man or woman who calls himself a Christian and yet plans to do something that he ought not to do. This is high-handed rebellion against the Lord. You're not your own. You're bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Whatever you do, brother and sister, don't plan to do something wrong. Well, you say, "I don't intend to think of these things, but they come to my mind." Yes, you and I have an evil nature within us. Now, these thoughts can't all be laid on the devil. We're told plainly in the book of Mark that out of the heart of man proceed evil thoughts. But I tell you what we can do about them. We can confess them as sin. And having confessed them as sin, we can replace those thoughts with right thoughts. David found the secret of it. He said, "I meditate on thee. I remember thee. I think about the Lord in the night season." When you can't sleep, why don't you go over some of the scriptures that you've read? Why don't you see how many verses you can remember and quote? Why don't you see how many things you can think about the Lord Jesus that'll make you glad that you know Him? All of these things are good exercise for us. They're helpful. We're filling our thoughts, filling our minds with right thoughts. And out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. What you meditate on when you're alone will be what you talk about when you're with somebody else. And if we don't watch our thoughts, we're going to have a hard time watching our words, our temper, our tongue. Well, the Lord help you to take these things to heart. Woe to a person who plans evil on his bed. Our Father, we pray that Thou help us in our quiet moments to think on Thee. We pray for those just now who are planning to do wrong, We ask that thou make them realize what a terrible thing it'll be. Take our thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.